当一只猫生气的时候，它往往把它的背拱起来，嘴巴里还发出呼呼的声音，显得它随时准备施展它那爪子的威力。美国一个常用语就出自猫的这种形象，这个常用语就是
To get one's back up. To get one's back up.
To get one's back up 就是生气的意思。下面这句话是一个妻子在说她的丈夫。
One thing really gets my back up. The way my husband leaves his clothes on the bed or on the floor, so I have to pick them up all the time.
她说，我丈夫总是把衣服往床上、地上乱扔，我老得把它们捡起来，真叫我生气。可是妻子的批评使做丈夫的也很生气。他对朋友说
And there's one thing that really gets my back up. My wife nagging at me to hang my clothes up as soon as I walk in the house at night after a hard day at the office.
他说，每天在办公室辛苦地工作了一天，可是晚上一走进家门，我老婆就开始唠叨，要我把衣服挂好，这实在让我生气。要是你觉得背上某一个地方痒痒，而你自己又抓不到，这是很难受的。在这种情况下，最好有人替你抓一下。美国人有一个普遍的说法，那就是
To scratch one's back. Scratch is spelled S-C-R-A-T-C-H. To scratch one's back.
To scratch one's back 从字面上来看就是抓某人的背，它的真正含义是某人帮了你一下忙，而这个帮你忙的人也期望你下回帮他的忙。因此 ,to scratch one's back 实际上就是这回你帮我忙，下回我就帮你的忙。例如一个参议员对他的高级助手说
The senator from the 11th district scratched my back when he voted for my bill to cut state income taxes. So it's my turn to do him a favor and vote for that bill for more money for roads in his district.
这位参议员说，上回在投票通过我提出的有关裁减州所得税的提案时，第十一选区的参议员投了我一票，帮了我的忙。所以现在是该我帮他的忙的时候了，我得投票赞成为他的选区修建公路、增加拨款的提案。这种现象在政客当中很普遍，但是做买卖的也要相互给好处。请听这位推销员说的话。
In my business, it's important to scratch each other's back. Say a customer does me a favor by giving me an extra big order. The next time he's in town, I might take him out to dinner and a Broadway show.
这位推销员说，干我们这一行，相互帮忙是很重要的。要是一位顾客订了特别大的一批货，帮了我的忙，下回他再到这个城市来的时候，我可能就得请他吃晚饭和到百老汇去看演出。我们今天先讲了两个俗语，他们是
nag and to get off one's back.
Nag 是唠叨个没完， to get off one's back 是不要再纠缠唠叨。我们还讲了
to get one's back up and to scratch one's back.
To get one's back up 就是生气的意思。To scratch one's back 是指某人帮了一下忙，帮忙的人也期待对方下回帮他的忙。各位听众，我们每个星期三都有一次和美国对话节目，听众们可以在星期三打有对方付款的电话来提问题。和美国对话节目的时间是北京时间晚上9点10分到9点50分。中国大陆听众请先拨10810，然后请电话接线员接通美国对方付款电话，号码是202-619-3111。台湾的听众请先拨10